Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing the experience and impact of emigrant Scots in Canada. During the 1800s and 1900s, Canada was a very popular destination for emigrant Scots, and they had a profound effect on Canadian development. There were various reasons that Scots moved to Canada. Some were escaping poverty in Scotland, and others simply believed that Canada offered them a chance of a better life. Other Scots went as part of Britain's army, and a smaller number were sent to the Americas as prisoners. Let's discuss the Scots' impact on economy and enterprise in Canada. The Scots made a significant contribution to Canada's economy. This was both based on bringing their skills and working, but it also involved setting up businesses and also helping build infrastructure across the country. The Scots in Canada worked in various industries. Given the background of many immigrant Scots, large numbers set up farms or found work as farm workers. Many had been attracted to Canada with the promise of free or cheap land. Industrial workers from Scotland were also attracted to move to Canada. The country's growing factory, mining and steel industries needed more employees, especially those with experience. This helped make the Scots attractive employees to hire. Some professional Scots were attracted to make the journey across the Atlantic too. Teachers, lawyers and doctors and others were needed in order to properly colonise Canada, and they could often earn higher wages than they would have done in Scotland. A large number of Scots who moved to Canada set up their own businesses, making themselves very wealthy and creating jobs for other people. It's estimated that by the late 1880s, up to 50% of business leaders in Canada were of Scottish origin. Canada's timber trade certainly had a major Scottish influence. Timber businesses were set up by the Scots, and others worked in the industry, cutting down and preparing logs. Others were involved in working on the ships that transported the wood back to Europe. The fur trade in Canada was also dominated by the Hudson's Bay Company. This often violent trade involved large numbers of Scots, especially people from Orkney. Huge numbers of animals, including beavers, were killed for their fur. Scots played a major role in Canada's financial industry too. The wealthy Scots were involved in setting up banks and investment companies, and a prominent example includes George Stephen, who was president of the Bank of Montreal. Stephen's most famous act was to provide the finance for the Canadian Pacific Railroad that linked both of Canada's coasts. And many Scots were involved in other ways, such as actually building the railroad or in its design, including people like Sandford Fleming. Let's consider now the Scots' impact on Canada's culture and religion. This involved the Scots influencing issues such as politics, education, names and languages, music and literature, and sport. Many Scots had left their homeland in order to spread the Christian faith, and others simply wanted to continue their worship after emigrating. Scots built numerous churches, including Presbyterian ones, which can be found across Canada to this day. Some schools which were set up by Scots also included a religious element, and again this focused on fellow emigrants. Other Scottish people in Canada acted as missionaries, and this meant they were trying to convert native people to Christianity. Scots also played a significant role in politics in their new home. Some were involved in local and national politics, which includes Canada's first Prime Minister, John A. Macdonald, who as a boy had left Glasgow to move to Canada. Other Scots found different political roles, including William Mackenzie, who tried to set up a Republic of Canada, and his grandson William King, who went on to become the country's longest-serving Prime Minister, from 1935 until 1948. Nellie McClung was the daughter of a Scottish emigrant, and she was prominent in her role as a suffragette, campaigning for women's political rights. Other Scots played a role in setting up trade unions and acting as workplace representatives. Many schools were also established by the Scots. Some of these taught a Scottish curriculum, including subjects such as history, or instead they focused on the skills that people would need to succeed in their new homes. Examples of this include St. John's College in Manitoba. Canadian universities were also developed by Scottish arrival in Canada. Dalhousie University in Halifax was founded by a Scot, as was McGill University in Montreal. The son of a Scottish emigrant set up St. Francis Xavier University. The Scots also helped influence place names across Canada. Towns such as Ayr, Glasgow and Dundee can be found in Canada, and one entire region of the country, Nova Scotia, translates as meaning New Scotland. Other Scots influenced the language of their new homes. Many Highlanders that moved to Canada spoke Gaelic, and this has created dialects and even a form of Canadian Gaelic, which is still used in some areas today. Canadian music and literature was also influenced by the arrival of Scots. Many emigrants continued to sing Scottish folk songs, often in Gaelic, or they would play traditional instruments like the fiddle or bagpipes. Other Scots set up clubs to remind them of home, such as Burn Societies, and these groups would take part in regular readings of Burns and other Scottish poetry, as well as having an annual Burns Supper in January to mark Robert Burns' birthday. The Scots also brought sporting activities to their new homes. Scottish communities established their own Highland Games, continuing a Scottish tradition, which is still evident in many places in Canada today. Other Scots played games such as golf and shinty. There have even been some claims that Canada's most popular sport, ice hockey, was created due to Scots playing shinty on ice, although many historians do not agree with this claim. The Scots who moved to Canada had a significant role on the native societies of the country. There are three main groups of native people in Canada, that is the First Nations, the Inuit and the Métis. Some people call these Indians or Eskimos, although other people dislike these names. Scottish migrants to Canada had a mixed relationship with native peoples. Although at times there were examples of positive relations, there were also issues which led to arguments, especially concerning land. Some Scottish and other British settlers tried to build positive links with native people, including trading and providing them with medical care. One reason they did so was to try and win the support of natives in wars against other European countries which were taking place in the Americas. It wasn't just the Scots that provided help though, the native Canadians also gave support to the settlers. They taught Scots various skills that were essential to surviving in Canada's extreme winters, including where to find food and how to make appropriate clothes. The positive connections between Scots and some groups of native people was evident during World War I and II. It's estimated that around 6,000 native people fought on Britain's side in the wars, many of them volunteering to do so. And given that many Scottish men made the journey without a wife, there were also some marriages between Scots and native peoples. These mixed-race children of the relationships were known as Anglo-Métis, and they sometimes faced hatred and prejudice. Treatment of the natives eventually led to extreme conflict. The Northwest Rebellion of 1885 saw natives take part in violent uprising against the Canadian government, although this ultimately failed. And there was also conflict between natives and settlers about land. Europeans, including the Scots, wanted Canadian land in order to use it for farming and other purposes. But this often meant taking land that was owned by native peoples. Other Scots had travelled to Canada as missionaries, and they tried to convert natives to Christianity. In some cases they succeeded, however other natives were angry at criticism of their own religious beliefs and the attempts at conversion. In 1876, the Canadian Prime Minister, the Scottish-born Alexander Mackenzie, oversaw the passing of the Indian Act. This said where many people from Canada would be forced to live, and it also saw children being taken from their parents to be educated. The Indian Act included other provisions, such as banning some native religious practices, including sun dances, and the rules imposed by the Act inevitably led to fights between natives and settlers, and also resulted in later court cases. One controversial policy in which Scots were involved was the establishment of residential schools. This was when native children left their homes and were given a European-style education, including learning about Christianity and speaking English. Some natives agreed to send their children because they believed it would help them in the long run. However, others were angry at the poor treatment received by some children, including being forbidden from ever speaking their native language.